he said, "That's your sexy." I didn't even need to look at him. I just could feel how disappointed he was.
Yeah, a little bit.
It's too bad, but that's what it is.
Oh, we're bros.
That's why we're homies. I think, how are you doing today? Should I ask?
I think let's just watch the final one.
Wow, I'm really jealous of them all.
Yeah.
This was the best. So much fun and so expensive.
Expensive.
Woo! I felt the money and the joy. The joy and the money. The money and the joy. Also, I feel like they made this movie to be like, did people not see one and two? Because they were smaller movies. So we're going to add in a little bit of juice from one and two into three. So in case anybody's catching it to be like, I've never seen High School Musical before, they'll get all the juice here. And I appreciate it. It wasn't too over exposition-y. And every number was epic. Like the gaffing, I love the lighting in this. And the you could tell in the wide shots how many more extras and big sets they had. And it was so colorful. Oh my God, when the car starts moving, and he starts like talking with the lights and the whole thing. Everything, there's too much for me to like honestly talk about all of the numbers in this, but I appreciated it from beginning to end, never bored.
That was surprisingly more mature.
Yes.
You know, it's about growing up. I think these all have been about growing up.
He needs to do some growing
up. I feel like I could learn a lot about
this movie.
Growing up from the High School Musical franchise, man.
Great.
The main thing I noticed, see, in the other two movies, whenever a lot of the scenes when there wasn't a musical number happening, they kind of would play like a little bit of like quirky music or like Disney music going on in the background.
Yes.
And I noticed a lot of the scenes wouldn't even really have music. So they would kind of surprise you with like a musical number.
Right.
Because this is more gravitas. This is more dramatic. This is the theatrical experience.
Song to silence. Silence to song.
And I really, we're just waiting to see if there's a post-credits scene. No, there's not. Okay. I really did enjoy this one a lot. I was surprised by how there was that melancholic undertone throughout it. That I feel like if you didn't watch the first two, assuming there, I would imagine there were audiences, especially parents who were probably like forced to like take their kids.
That they all had seen.
Like, oh, shit, I got to take my kid to go watch this in the theaters. And
totally.
That I think for us who just watched the other two, we'll appreciate more of the growth this takes.
Yeah.
You know, that as compared to what the other ones did.
Yeah.
Because we see the evolution of performance, choreography, and then production design, art design, camera work all around. Because, they threw down on the numbers.
Absolutely.
I need time to think before deciding whether or not this is my favorite of the three, but the music numbers for sure. But
hands down, this was my favorite music.
I mean, it's really hard to top bet on it for me.
Oh, yeah.
The solo one on the golf course.
Yeah, I know. And he jumps up and it's just all of a sudden him. That one was great.
That was like the perfect embodiment of what I love about High School Musical.
Yeah.
Because I think here's the unique thing about this film to me.
Yeah.
Is that the first two have like a cheesiness to them that I really love. And I think if you don't really know the first two, you'll watch this and go, it's really cheesy. And then, but for us, we're like, no, we're taking this one more serious.
This is a little more grown up right here. This has got some adult juice in it.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't really think about the cheese.
Right.
When I'm like, no, it's there, but it's not as prevalent.
God. The songs like were so much more sad.
Yeah. Yeah. And I love that. I mean, the cheese is there. It's just not as strong.
Yeah. It's not as effervescent.
Yeah. I really enjoyed the hell out of all three of these. And I really enjoyed this one. And I was watching this going, wow, this would be cool in the theaters. As a fan, you would be like, wow, this is
so
cool
fun
theater experience right
here. Like the shots in it, the cinematography, I mean, everything was just way more on a scale huge. I also think that in their brains they had to be prepping for is High School Musical a musical? I don't know.
That's like a really great
question.
They
had to be prepping for a Broadway show. The way that they set this and the way that that stage was, it all goes, once this movie comes out, we're going to prove that we can absolutely make this a play on stage, a musical. Everyone's going to love it and it'll be live. They already did it. I mean, those sets were so epic and so Broadway, the way that it was choreographed and the sets coming in and out. I mean, it was just... it was perfect that I'm like a great job in making this movie and also going like, oh, the musical's ready. Obviously, yeah. When you watch this 100%, I leave it in the comment. I mean, I'll probably look it up, but leave it in the comments. If High School Musical, it had to have gone on to Broadway after this.
Yeah. See, the first movie and the second one, like you see like rehearsal number, you see like them rehearsing songs
right.
for the musicals and stuff. This was the first movie where you're really getting a sense of the production of the musical.
Yeah.
And they even ended, like the finale is even them doing songs that we saw throughout the movie, but you're really feeling the stage and the performances of it.
Yeah.
So I kind of like how they weirdly pulled the curtain back a little bit more on this to let you know we're watching a musical.
Yeah.
And then at times, I do think the transitions here were the funniest from...
yeah.
Out of the other movies, I don't recall them doing it like that.
Right.
Or like they would they'd be talking, then they just suddenly have a song, and then they just continue the conversation. I was like, this is so strange how they're doing it here. So
the boys are back. So what do you think about going to Juilliard?
Just like, wait a minute. There's like something that's like totally in conflict here.
No, in the other ones, they did it where they would ramp up the music and then we would feel it coming. In this one, it was like, it was a harsher turn, I think.
It was a harsher turn. And then when they would go back to the scene, okay, you know what it was?
We would get cuts in the other ones.
In the scenes, because you would either cut to after
the song.
It wouldn't just like immediately continue.
No.
Or they would treat the musical numbers like that was the dialogue, like that was the scene.
Right.
But sometimes, like I think that Boys Are Back song is a great example of what you pulled, because it's like that... it's like they didn't even have the conversation of the boys are back. They just had a musical number.
They just had
like,
it.
So what are you doing about Juilliard? Yeah. You know? So I think that was the one thing that was kind of off about the movie. But it always made me laugh when they did it because it was just so like weird.
Oh, yeah. And that's why I was saying it went from song to silence, silence to song. It would be like song, silence, no underlying music, and right into dialogue.
Yeah, it was funny.
Except for the basketball song. I just, what do you call it when you gleek, when you talk and spit comes out? That just happened.
No,
gross.
How Greg talks.
Oh, okay, well, anyway.
Oh, the first song, you mean the basketball song?
The basketball song is where they added in the dialogue and the song together. That one I really like. They even added in a timeout, a silence for them to come together and talk, and then the song was still going, which I thought was really, really great.
That was a great song.
Yeah,
I love that song.
A great move, like that they added in.
That's a good, pumping up song. Oh, yeah. Even the musical, the songs here just are, the way they're even composed themselves feel like, or orchestral or something. I don't know the right terminology, but they feel like there's just more
Broadway.
People involved
like
in this song.
All those strings, and we got to see a whole orchestra, and you can actually feel it in the soundtrack versus the other ones felt a lot smaller. They really did feel sort of like a cassette is, not really, but like a little bit of the vibe was like there's maybe a cassette or a CD playing in the background and they're singing versus this one was like, we're ready for the stage.
Yeah. There's a lot of variety too in the song choices. Like there's genre variety.
Yes, I loved.
Yeah, there's a lot of that.
Yeah.
And it's more distinctly genre, you know? And I did love the music. I think my favorite one for me must be, I think it is The Boys Are Back is my favorite music number. It's the least to do with the story.
Yeah.
But... I really
love
that.
That was so great in the cars. When the car starts moving, give me like Grease vibes when they're in that like...
a little bit like old school 80s Michael Jackson vibes too.
Totally.
Yeah, I mean,
that was so fun. I love sad songs. So, sign me up for when it got like jazzy and a little bit slow. That's why I kept saying like, oh my gosh, this is my favorite. And that's what would make this one be my favorite movie because I felt the most like... excited when I would hear those chords, and the sort of the undertone of it wasn't just super high and upbeat. It had this soul to it, which I love, and I'm very, very much drawn to. And it wasn't all like, oh my God, I'd almost forgotten. When he has that, when he's kind of sad, and I knew it was going to be a sad song, when he changes clothes, he walks into the gym alone, and then it changes the beat, and the basketball start falling. I love that.
That was a great
totally
song.
Changed
great
the genre
song.
And the beat, and then it was upbeat, and that was great.
Yeah, it was like a rock opera.
Epic.
Yeah. Solo rock opera.
Yeah.
I really loved how Zac Efron killed it as usual.
Yeah.
I think giving Corbin Bleu the amount of time they gave him Chad was excellent. I love that he got a duet number with Zac Efron as well.
Yeah.
Vanessa Hudgens, especially, like, we had our opinions about how Gabriella was used in part two. Mm-hmm. And I really love that they utilized her a lot here. And I even love how the story acknowledge her significance at East High.
Yes. Because
it's so much like just Troy Bolton's story.
Yeah.
And I love how they, not just who she is for Troy, but who she is for East High. I like how they brought that back around. Because I found myself halfway through this movie wondering, because I think like with those first two movies what they do so well is they have like a sense of stakes that are not like the most obvious stakes, but they have stakes to them, you know? And to hear, I didn't really feel like there were stakes. And then it was halfway through where I started to realize that, well, it's not really about like, you know, getting you riled up on stakes or like what's going to happen. It was more about the reflection of the choice that they would have to make in terms of growing
the
up. It was about that sadness that's sort of permeating here. So it's going to have a different vibe to it. And I really like that maturity a lot. Like I don't know which one. I don't want to really rank them right now. I know people always want you to rank shit right now, but I don't really want to rank.
You don't have to rank it.
I loved it though. I did love
it.
I love
so
this
good.
Whole thing. I loved all though. I think they're all great.
Yeah. Also, it's like this movie gave you in the reflection and the growth, it makes everyone feel like you're back in high school. That is the drama and the trauma that you actually legitimately go through when you are a senior, especially if you've fallen in love with someone, you've been dating them. You're not always going to choose the same college. You have different dreams. You're going to have to make a choice. Sure, if you can go to college in the same state, cool. But if you want to get out of there, we're dealing with real, very realistic things that happen to high school students everywhere. And that's where I think the real stakes were, is that when high school students are actually watching this, they're going to go, I'm going through the same thing because I know I was. The drama between like, well, I'm going to go to performing arts school and like, I was also in love with someone at the time who was going to go to like Indiana. And I was like, I can't go to Indiana. Like, you know, you have to make the choice. So I really appreciated that they brought that in here with this. And, you could really feel it. Like it kind of pulled at the heartstrings. We even felt it even at the beginning with the undertone. We knew like maybe it wasn't going to work out. I agree with you. The stakes didn't feel as soap opera-y as the one and two. They just felt more, there was just more of an undertone. And I think it was made up for with the epicness of the production value that they're giving us. They're like, we don't even need it. Look at these numbers. In a way, kind of.
It's like the musical, it's weird because like there's so, the musical is so much bigger, but it really, I mean, it's important. It's more, I think it's more important to like, you know, Sharpay, Ryan, I forget her name, the girl who writes all the songs.
Yeah,
like it's really important to them, but for like Troy and Gabriella, the musical's not super important to their journey.
Right, you're right.
They're even like so fucking late to the damn show.
Yeah,
they're like, we'll just be late. Who cares?
Yeah. True.
So, and I think that's where the stakes are missing in terms of how they tie into the musical.
Right.
You know?
They just kind of show up.
Yeah. It's like they know the importance of the fun and the bonding and stuff, but you know, like that first movie does it so well. Like they gotta get to the show.
I agree.
And then even the second one, like the meaning of it and what it represents there. But I think though, I completely echo everything that you said about the significance of that. I can imagine too for the audience that actually tends to, not people like us, but the audience right. tends to, you know, like the young kids who are like either junior
the
high or high schoolers even who watch it and then, you know, the seeing themselves and kind of having to make these hard choices. Like one of my all-time favorite movies is, have you seen American Graffiti?
I do know that American Graffiti maybe is the one where there's roses on the bed. No, that's a different movie. I don't think I've seen American Graffiti.
American Graffiti is a jukebox musical. It was the movie George Lucas did before Star Wars. It has like Ron Howard and Richard Dreyfuss.
Oh my God, I have to watch it.
It takes place in like one night, and I believe in the 50s or 60s. And it's like these guys who all graduated high school and sort of last night together. And it all takes place in like one day till leading into the morning. And it's like,
cool.
And it's fun, but it's melancholic. And it is about trying to figure out your future and what choices you want to make. Do I want to go to college? All these things.
Yeah.
And like saying goodbye to my first love. So there's a lot of those vibes from American Graffiti that I thought they implemented here as well. And so this really did sing to me. It spoke to me.
It sang to him.
And I like how the last number was a high school musical titled. Graduation
yes.
song. I was like, do we ever have one that just calls it high school musical?
Yeah. It's great.
It's a great, like, perfect finale song to wrap up the trilogy.
Whole thing. Like, the whole thing. I also really like that they brought Vanessa Hudgens, like, education, her intelligence
exactly.
back to the picture.
Yeah.
Because we said that in two. We were really missing that. And we needed to be reminded, like, hey, remember, y'all, she's a genius. And I'm really glad that they brought that back. And I was very glad when she said on the phone, I'm tired of, I think I need to actually just say goodbye and stay here. Because then she did what I wanted, which was like, choose yourself first and what you think is really right for you.
Yeah.
And we all knew she wanted to go to Stanford. I mean, she was a mathlete, y'all. And that was the right choice for her. And now it in the end, it all worked out.
Absolutely.
Like of him going to Berkeley. And I love that she didn't. We didn't want either of them to give up on their dreams to be with each other because I think at such a young age, you never want to go there. Mm-hmm. You cannot go there. I think you've got to go. We can maybe keep the love, but I think you got to go after the dream because the dream for your age is more important than like the love right now. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad that they get to keep both. But I think at such a young age, between 18 to like 20s, I think if you're chasing after that dream, that's the time that you are able to figure that out of where like your heart really lies in regards to what you want to do so that you are hopefully living a life that you love. So you love it a little bit more.
Yeah. That's also, I think one of the other things that they were touching on too, is that, you know, you can also take charge of your future in a way where it doesn't have to be all made at once, you know, like, oh, it's now or never right now all the time. And I think that's the feeling that we often have, but you can also change what you thought prior, what you wanted. And I like how they encourage that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of a unique thing to encourage.
I know, right? And Troy specifically showed that with going like, I can do both. Like Berkeley lets me do both of those things, which means it says to kids, like, you do have a choice. You just have to search for what the puzzle pieces and which ones fit together the best for you and your masterpiece.
Yeah. Well, I loved it. 12 out of 10 stars.
15 out of 9.
15 out of 9 here.
Yep. Fun times. Listen, guys, share this. I would watch the show, but I think it's old, and I don't think we do that on here. But like, I love this, and it was so much fun.
Maybe
share it, like it, comment, tell us how cool we are as usual. We love you guys so much.
Love you guys,
and we will see you on the next one.
Thank you for being with us.
Bye.